be a billionaire. Like, I don't really care. I'ma be a billionaire. Like, I'ma be a trillionaire.
Welcome to the I Love Recruiting Podcast with your host, Adam Roach.
Welcome back to the I Love Recruiting Podcast. I am your host, Adam Roach. And if you are watching us live in the Art of Recruiting, welcome to the live version of this interview. We have someone pretty special with us today. Not only is he a member of the Art of Recruiting, he's inside of that. This guy has done more things in his, I think he might be about 35 years old. I don't know. Look at him. He's got a good bald head like I do. Let me read you off some things here. So he was licensed at 19, 23. He owned his own franchise, 13-time state championship coach. We're going to come back to that. Married his childhood sweetheart, source of sales, real estate trainer, ABCs of Attitude best-selling author. That's the name of his book. America's number one attitude keynote speaker. And there it is. He has his own podcast, everybody. It's called Gap Get Attitude Podcast. Give a warm welcome for Mr. Glenn Bill. Welcome, my friend.
Woo-hoo. Hey, what's up, Adam? Great to be with you. I love what you do. Love, how you engage your tribe on Facebook. I love to be a part of that. I think you're doing an exceptional job with what you're doing, helping brokers build their brands. And, you know, if you're a broker out there that's part of this group, I would emulate, have a mentor copy them as number 5 on the Attitude Booster card. I would be doing the exact same thing Adam is doing with all those agents that you want. Start your group. Start your Facebook group. Targeted, recruit, invite them, deliver value, ask them engaging questions, and have them fall in love, just like I'm doing with I Love Recruiting. So you're killing it, bro. I love what you do.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Now, we have similar backgrounds in the sense that we're both native Hoosiers, right?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Born and raised in Broad Ripple, Indiana, and I'm still here. I'm about a mile down from my original house.
No kidding. Wow. Yeah, I didn't quite go that path. I grew up and then I went to the West Coast, the East Coast, North Coast. I've been all over. So now in Charleston, South Carolina. Well, catch us up. So you were born and then what happened?
Well, I you know what? I went to school right here in Indianapolis. Was pretty good at this thing, American football. And was able to get a scholarship in football to Ball State University. And there I started a family with my wife and got a jump start on real estate, got into real estate when I was 19 years old, and became the top producing agent at a Century 21 office. Then I went and purchased a Century 21 franchise with two partners when I was 23. We built that from 15 agents to about 160 agents, 3 office locations, 600,000 in revenue to just under 10 million when we sold it. And we sold that. I think I owned that for about 17 years. And we sold that. And it's been about 11 years since that sale. When we sold it, they said, how in the world could a guy 23 build a company with his partners? I mean, there was certainly help there. It was a team effort. But, you know, how did you do it? And I built my company based on sales meetings and public speaking. And the funny thing is, for some reason, I kept all my notes from my sales meetings. And I made sure that my goal for our agents was that we increase productivity and profitability for each agent that joined us. And when we did sales meetings, our sales meetings didn't suck. They were good. And we always focused on skill development. And the skill development piece that I taught for 17 years when I owned it became this thing called the Source of Sales Challenge. Nice. which I do all over America for lenders, title companies, and other real estate brokerages, focusing on the 5 pillars of real estate sales success. And it's a 10-hour program. If somebody signs up for the whole thing, we just like old Tommy Hopkins used to do. He was a big mentor to me. and we do 6 hours the first day, 4 hours the next day. You're exhausted, you're drained, but you, at the end of that 10 hours, are ready to list and sell. And, you know, sometimes we make things more confusing and harder than they need to be. And I've had many brokerages just say, we're doing source of sales. That's our training program. It's 10 hours. Let's go. I've had many brokerages buy our system and make it a 52-week sales meeting. Mm-hmm. We smash my 32 years of real estate brokerages in that 10-hour program, and we train people on it. So we developed that. And then about 4 or 5 years ago, I was in a meeting, and somebody said, dude, we love what you do. You're so passionate when you speak and when you train. You need to – what's the difference? I said, it's this little thing. It's called my attitude. It's difference, right? And when you talk about recruiting, you know, I think we all want to use the word attraction and differentiation. And my belief is that the ultimate attractor, the ultimate differentiator when you're talking with agents is this little thing, which means so much, called attitude. So we wrote the book. It became an international bestseller. It got picked up by some major, major corporations. Lenders started to love the attitude stuff. Fairway Mortgage being, you know, probably my biggest client. I was with them when they were 25. I think now they're three. So I've been a keynote speaker and center stage speaker for Wells Fargo, for Chase Bank, for Fairway, for some of the major lending wholesalers on the attitude front. And this 10-hour training program, Source of Sales, is going to be coming out in a book. We're actually publishing a book. It comes with a workbook. So that's been a long project, but we're getting it done. So that's what's been happening since then. So now I'm out on stages. The stages have been closed, but we're opening back up, which is great. And we're impacting realtors and, most importantly, sales managers and recruiters' life through my live shows, my live training, and what will soon be our Source of Sales high performance group. So if anybody is on here, we'd love you to request membership into the Source of Sales High Performance Selling for Realtors and Loan Originators. That's a group I have on Facebook. So excellent. We're doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Man, that's more than all kinds. You went from, well, basically getting licensed. You did what I asked. You were born, and then what happened? And here you are, my friend. Congratulations. Now, let's go back to this real quick. Source of Sales, love that training program. Did you say that was created and birthed from your team meetings, right? Your sales meetings, because your goal was to create productivity and profitability within your agents. And now you have a course that is global.
That is true. And it focuses on the five masteries of real estate sales, which is number one, personal mastery. And personal mastery has a lot to do with what we deal with in attitude. But if you can't lead yourself, you can't lead your customers, right? And so we get you right on a 2-hour personal mastery program. Then it goes right into prospecting mastery. Why do we love to prospect? Why don't we prospect? Why are people better at prospecting than others? I don't care what you say and how you prospect. Prospecting is part of our business, even in recruiting. Number three, buyer mastery, how to sell buyers in 10 showings or less, how to own your buyers instead of having your buyers own you, right? We know that bad buyers will run you out of the business. Number four, listing mastery. If you list, you last, right? The agents that are making the big money, that are having the big teams, they're not opening doors showing homes, guys. They're putting signs in yards, letting everybody else do that. And then the fifth pillar is this thing called value mastery. And you know what? When I ask people, define value, we get nothing but horrible answers. Agents don't know what value is. Brokers and recruiters sometimes don't know what value is. But I will tell you this, value is very simply this. It's what you do for your customer on behalf of your customer before you even ask your customer for business. And in the terms of recruiting, it's the value mastery system is, what do I do for a recruit on behalf of a recruit before I even ask them to come and consider my company? So that's the question that I think our group needs to be looking at is, what am I putting out in the world that's a value, that's a gift to the people that I want to join me? And what you'll find is the more value and the more you give to the agents in your marketplace, the more they will become attracted and start engaging with you, right? Because marketing isn't about me getting my name out there. It's about getting your name into my email box. And that's all what we cover in the Value Mastery course. So those are the five things we do. They're 2 hours each session. And if anybody wants to check us out, just come to Source of Sales on Facebook or hit me at glenn@glennbell.com. And we can, I think we're selling them for $500. And then we're going to be doing group coaching a little bit later once the book comes out.
That's awesome. That's really good. So I love that you start with personal mastery, right? I believe that personal mastery is the source of all greatness. If you really take a step back and look, you can have all the systems, the models, the tools, the mentors, but if you can't work with that person in the mirror, Glenn, I'm sure you'd agree, you might as well just stay in bed.
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw that you spent some time with John Maxwell. John obviously is a big mentor to me. And I think it's great that you, as you lead us, continue to sharpen your saw with some of the greatest people ever. Yeah. And we've had, you know, on our podcast, mentioning the podcast, season two is getting ready to launch. We'd love you to go to our Get Attitude podcast Facebook page. But, you know, I've interviewed, we're starting off with Mark Victor Hansen, right? Chicken Soup for the Soul. He was amazing.
Yep.
We had Steve Sims from Bluth Fishing. I don't know if you've ever heard of Steve, but Steve's been one of our guests. We have Glenn Sanford, the billionaire next door with what he's done at eXp. Don Hobbs, who trained over 1 million real estate agents of Hobbs Herder. Mitzi Purdue, who became, I mean, just our season two is ridiculous. Yeah. And our season one is crazy, crazy good. Some unbelievable stories and success stories of some of the leading top people in real estate and lending. And in personal development, Les Brown, we finished season one with the great Les Brown, which was an incredible feat and awfully fun. So if you need your attitude check, come check us out at the podcast.
So let's transition into that, Glenn. So we went from SOS, the real estate course, that is now going to be turned into a book. And then we go to the ABCs of attitude, right? So I love the number one pillar, which is personal mastery. Now we go into attitude. Walk us through that. Where was that created? Where was that birthed? And then what do you feel is the real gift that these readers are getting from that book?
Well, the, you know, the feedback has been unbelievable. And, you know, the feedback comes in four minds. I mean, the book has many different aspects to it, but the main crux of it, when I talk about is these things called the 10 attitude boosters, which you'll see right there. And if you follow these 10 attitude boosters, it will help you to not have the ups and downs in the attitude, right? And what people are really understanding is, you know what, I can in fact choose my thoughts. A lot of people walk around the world and have no idea that they can actually choose their thoughts. People put input in, and you know what? They don't teach you in high school that you can train your mind, that you can say, stop, I'm not listening to that, that you can do as Tommy Hopkins says, create a positive shell. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing that people get out of this book is I am actually in control. I can dedicate myself to the way I think. A lot of people have never been told that. A lot of people think about it as they grow up, they're told how to think.
Right.
And they're not told how to think independently. And so some of these people wander 30, 40, 50 years with these anchors in their mind and in their souls, having never questioned them and saying, you know what, I am able to control my thinking, right? It also helps us understand that we are all under mental attack every day, right? Through social media, through our own minds, and through the people that are in our history. And so I teach people how to stop, how to listen to yourself. And you know what I always love to say is you can learn a lot about yourself that you may not want to know if you stop and listen to yourself, right?
Very true.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, I shouldn't be doing that. But that's number one. Number two is I help people to then disconnect all that programming and make your mind up about something, right? There's nothing more powerful than a made up mind. And so when you read this book, What I want you to do is say, look, I'm going to stop thinking like this. I'm going to make my mind up to make some changes. And the power of a made up mind is incredible. So for those of you that are watching right now, it's time to make up your mind about something, even if you just do it about one thing. Certainly you've been hemming and hawing, and now we're February 15th. But you know what? The power to make up your mind, big, big deal. And that's one thing, just one thing. If you took 5 minutes and say, I'm going to make up my mind and I'm going to make it happen. You know, the third thing people love is I've kind of undressed them and redressed them with this armor of attitude, right? You're impenetrable. You cannot be negatively affected. And we always say Lori Wilson, who's an Emmy Award winning interview on my podcast, she said, you know what? I just do it afraid. Instead of letting fear rule me, I just do it afraid. And so we want to help people understand that fearing the mistakes, trying to be perfect is really all just about your attitude and what you think about it. And then lastly, you know, we just want people to stay positive, right? And that is focus on what you have instead of what you don't have. Focus on what you know instead of what you don't know. And that comes into one of the three biggest mistakes that people make called the can't conundrum. So we have the ABCs of the biggest mistakes. It's attitude addiction, it's bad beliefs, and it's the can't conundrum. And so we try to help people understand their addiction to their attitude. We try to help them understand that what they believe is affecting everything in their life. And we try to help them understand that, you know what, you are a gift to the world. You need to be uncovered and stop focusing on what you can't be, you can't do, and you can't have, and start focusing on what you can. And that, my friends, will help you also attract agents to your company when you focus on not only what you have, but what they have. So many times when we recruit people, we're talking about what they don't have. And that only sometimes puts their mindset in a worse place and they start to worry. Now, I know that it's a tactic to say, you don't get this, you don't get this, you don't have this, you can't be this at where you're at. But what that's really doing is ingraining a negative mindset about the whole process of recruiting. So, you know, when we built our company, we really tried to not focus on what they didn't have. We really tried to focus on what we had and how that made lives better for our people. So that's the attitude piece.
Dude, that was incredible. That's some, for those that are listening and for those that are watching, you are getting massive nuggets right now from Mr. Glenn Bill. This is awesome. So I want to go back to this. I love number three, armor of attitude. Do it afraid. Do it afraid. You know, so many people, and we could use that in so many different facets of our lives. So my kids, they're tennis players, right? They're 10 and 12. And what's fascinating to watch, and this is a silly little example, however, my 12-year-old has thought about it and experienced it, where my 10-year-old has not, and she'll just dive right into it and do it, not necessarily afraid, but then she'll figure out, holy cow, I am a little bit afraid of that, but I'm already in the mix of it, so I might as well keep doing it. Really, really neat to hear do it afraid. Where have you seen the people either you coach or the people that you have worked with, where have you seen this show up and how have they grown through this?
Well, I think, you know, fear, as many speakers have said, is false evidence appearing real. Sure. And so I think what we have to do is, number one, acknowledge our fear, mm-hmm. right? And say, okay, I'm afraid. And then you have to ask yourself the question, is it true, right? Is it true? So let's just put it right in the context of, I'm a recruiter. I need to get 50 people this year. And what's the last thing they want to do? They don't want to call on the number one producer.
Right.
Right. It's like, and Adam, you know better than me. What are the biggest fears of the people? And just give me two of them real quick and we'll work through those. What are the two biggest fears of the people that you coach?
Hold on. It cut out for a second. I don't know if that's my internet. What are the two what?
Biggest fears of the people that you coach that are in this group that you deal with?
Yeah. Number one is call reluctance.
Call reluctance
is definitely number one. And number two is when they sit down with someone, what to say, when to say, and how to say it, how to engage in building relationships or how to engage in a conversation.
Right. So the bottom line is, we know this, the two things that people fear the most are, number one, that you won't be loved, call reluctance. Mm-hmm. And number two, am I good enough? I don't know what to say. So when we look at those two fears for the people that are on this call, right? Call reluctance, right? I'm afraid I won't be loved. Why do we have call reluctance? Well, they're going to hate me. They're going to be pissed that I call. Well, the reason they're going to hate you and be pissed that you call is because you're calling with no value proposition. Mm-hmm. You're not calling for their behalf to do something on their behalf before you even ask them for anything. So call reluctance simply occurs when you have no value proposition, right? When you're truly coming out of, I want to land this recruit, instead of, hey, not to be self-serving, we're bringing in Glenn Bill, America's number one attitude speaker, and we'd love you to come to this event for free and just enjoy and bring your team or whatever. And then the next one is I'm not good enough, right? Well, why don't you believe you're good enough? Well, number one, you don't have a plan. We always talk about when we prospect a new call reluctance. Number one, we got to target our prospect. We got to approach our prospect. We have to give value to our prospect, and we close our prospect. And I'll get into a little bit of some recruiting thing. I believe that there are four types of agents, right? And so many of us, when we talk about targeting agents in recruiting, we are using mega agent recruiting tactics on rookie agents. Totally. So let me just walk through this. The first type of agent is the agent that's doing 0 to 12 transactions a year. Okay. 0 to 12 transactions a year are what I would call rookie agents. Mm-hmm. And how to recruit them is completely different. Right. And those are agents, and guys, write this down. These are agents that are looking for certainty. So we're going to talk about the emotional needs of a recruit. When you meet somebody's emotional needs, and if you can meet 3 out of 4 of them, you'll become irresistible. They'll have to do business with you. But rookie agents are looking for certainty. So in your approach, we've targeted them. Now, what is our approach? Our approach has to be creating certainty in their life. The next level of agent, and I can do an hour on each of these if you wanted, but we don't have time. 12 to 36 deals. Now, when we talk to 12 to 36 deal agents, I call those producing agents, okay? Producing agents have gotten past that rookie thing, and their biggest emotional need is this thing called love and connection. They want to feel loved. They want to feel appreciated. They want to be connected to their sales manager or their broker. And so when we recruit 12 to 36 agent, 12 to 36 deal agents, it's really kind of warm, mushy, and fuzzy saying, gosh, you've done it. You've come out of here. We want to love and connect with them. Then we got the 36 to 52 agent, 36 deals to 52 deals. Now they're starting to get a little bit cocky, right? And they're starting to say, I don't need all this mushy love and high touch. I'm busy. I don't have time for all this BS. But what they really need is growth and contribution from their recruiters. You know, I want to help you grow. I want to contribute to your success. I want to see you 2X, 3X. I really want to see you get to what we call this mega agent or top producer, which is 52 to 100 deals. So Source of Sales, my goal for my students at Source of Sales is to help them close one deal a week. So I was broke in real estate. And I said this, if I get a check every week, even if it's on a $10,000 lot, if I get paid every single week in real estate, mm-hmm. I'm doing good. I'm good. And I did over 100 units for 10 years. And what these mega agents want is simply significance. They want recognition. They want to understand how wonderful they are. So when I do Source of Sales recruiting events around the country, and my sales managers, the most important people in the real estate business, the most underpaid, the most underappreciated people, the people with the real power, we go find the agents that they want, and they get these mega producers, and we put them up on a pedestal, and we do question and answers with the biggest recruits in the cities, right? Mm-hmm. And those mega agents are going, yeah, man, cool. I want to share what I got. And now guess what? Those mega agents are going to my seminars, right? And so this is event recruiting is what I'm talking about a little bit. And you know what? It works. So those are the four types of agents. And I just want to briefly talk about the four types of offices, because as you target your agents, you need to understand the offices that you're dealing with. And I found that there's four different types of office. There is the training office. There is the office and the broker. Now, of course, every broker is going to tell you that they have all four of these, right? Which isn't true. They may have two. They may touch on four. But when I look at offices, they focus on this. Number one, it's called the training office, right? Well, I just love our training, Glenn. I'm going to stay here because we have training and training. And that's their identity and that's what they do. And that training office is perfect for the 0 through 12. But you know what? The mega producer doesn't really care about their training. Now, let's be honest, right? And I see those training type offices in the older models, the older franchise models, which I think are in real trouble right now. And we can talk about that, you know, on another front, but it's all about the training and the agents that want the training. And I'll be honest with you, I love training. I train, but it's like, look at guys, sooner or later, you got to go sell. We got to start training. And then number two is the culture office, right? And so, you know, I think Keller Williams does this better than anyone on the face of the planet. When you talk about culture, loyalty, family reunions, family retreats, like Keller is a culture office. Now, they definitely focus on training with Bold. They do a nice job of that. But their position and what they own is that culture. And I have had people who I regret, I just can't imagine leaving Keller. I love them so much. And you know what? Toughest agents to recruit on culture. But if they're a mega agent, what you're going to find out is I'm pretty awesome and the culture's been great, but I really want to make it more about me now. That's what happens. They grow out of that culture. Right. The third one is the leader office. And the leader is where I find that is like your old independent, your 80 to 120 year old company, 500 agents, they rock. They're a market leader. They're the independent company. They do shit their own way. And that's their culture. We're basically just better than every other one there. And then we have this new emerging office, which is called the profitability model, which is the EXPs of the world, right? It could be, I don't want to really say the Compass, Front Porch and all them, because that's getting the salary base. That's going to become like the fifth one. But Remax was a profit model, 100% commission. It's about the numbers. We're not going to train you. We're not going to give you a ton of culture. We're not the leader, but guess what? We're going to give you 100%. Right. And everybody's running to them. And then, you know, now EXP has actually trumped their profit model because of these things called franchise fees, which are the fattest. That's where Wall Street said, guess what? People aren't going to pay that stuff anymore, because it's just too tough to deliver value. So those are the four types of agents. Those are the four types of offices in the world that you and your folks are living in. And when we talk about target, approach, value prop, and close, it's important that, and I may not be right, people may agree or disagree, whatever, but I'm saying you might want to look at that. You might want to know who you're approaching. And when you're trying to talk to a producing agent, don't give them mega agent tactics, right? There's four different ways to approach things. I don't know how we got on that, but I wanted to give you some good recruiting stuff.
Well, I mean, not only have you given us good recruiting stuff, you've given us good mental stuff. You've given us four types of offices, four types of agents. Glenn Bill, you have brought the heat today. And you probably need
some degree
temperatures outside your window there.
That's about 8 degrees, but it's sunny and I'm feeling good because I'm with great people.
I can tell, my friend. Well, hey, let's do this. So I want to give our listeners right now, podcast listeners, because I think we might have had a little internet connection challenges here. So I think it might have died on Facebook. So here's what I want to do. So we're on now the I Love Recruiting podcast listeners. If you're listening to this, I want to give you Glenn's book. And here's what we're going to do. I want you to go to, we're going to do this two different ways. You can go to iloverecruiting.com and you can put in your name right now. So this will air actually, let's see, what is today? Today's the 16th. We're recording this. So it'll be 7 days from now. So it'll be the 22nd. 23rd, actually. So if you're listening to this on the 23rd, the 23rd or the 24th, go to iloverecruiting.com, put in your name, and the first five people, I'll send you Glenn's book. I'll send you Glenn's book. Yep. And we will get that shipped out to you anywhere in the world that you are. We'll get you Glenn's book. Also, right now in the chat, he is putting his link tree. And I'm going to read you that link tree so you can actually go to it, because if you're not seeing this, it's tough to get.
So yeah, I messed it up again the first time, so it's the second one. That.
It is www.link, linktr.ee.
Yep.
Forward slash Get Attitude Podcast. I'll repeat that. www.linktr.ee/Get Attitude Podcast. Go check out Glenn Bill. Go check out all of his stuff. If you're listening to The Art of Recruiting, the first five people that go to iloverecruiting.com, give me your contact information. We'll shoot it right over to you. Glenn, parting words. What do you have for our listeners today?
Well, I do want to put another link in here. Everybody that is listening can download what we have called, it's our Get Attitude Playbook. So you got the book, and then we have this Get Attitude Playbook that goes with it. I'm putting a link in abcsofattitude.com. That's our book site. And if you just give us your email, you will be able to download the Get Attitude Playbook, just so you know. So, you know, my parting thoughts are very simple. I love what you're doing. I think this group is fantastic. I think you've had great, I watch what you do. I think you got great guests. And we keep getting notifications. I don't know why. The bottom line is this, you know, the only things that matter is your results. You know, how many people are you bringing in? Right. And to compliment you, I think people need to keep watching what you're doing. I'd love them to follow me. That may help give them some fun and some attitude, because I believe that attitude is the ultimate differentiator between you and the person that's recruiting against you. And I think it's the ultimate attractor, right? I think that's what people want. So, hey, real estate will never be the same. And it is moving at a pace. It's a race to the bottom in a lot of many different ways. We have local builders gutting commissions, right? The market's unbelievable. Real estate models are coming out where brokers are getting squeezed. Mm-hmm. This industry is being fleeced, and it's never going to be the same. Nope. And so I am going to encourage you that, number one, you understand that and accept it and have the right attitude. Hey, look, at things are going to change. I'm going to be ahead of the change. And this possibly could be the greatest way for me to make money ever in real estate with the speed at which things change. And I'm going to also tell you that join my source of sales group, because I have this new word called Realtorpreneur. And I think as real estate gets squeezed and as real estate changes, realtors are going to need to become more entrepreneurial than ever. And what I'm going to teach people to do through our source of sales program is become a Realtorpreneur, which means, you know what? Listing and selling homes is a great way to make money, but you're going to have to find other ancillary revenues of business. You're going to have to, you know, Bob Proctor, multiple sources of income. It's something that you should be thinking about, because, you know, today, yeah, you can list and sell and do fine, but I'm telling you, Wall Street, Zillow, and really smart people are coming after your fees, and you better be able to, work out how else you're going to be able to monetize what you do. And I know that Adam and I both are here to help you do that. Mm-hmm. And you can do it. Don't be told you can't do it, because you can't.
That's very true, Glenn. That is very, very true. Okay, so let me repeat what Glenn just said here as it relates to the link, www.abcsofattitude.com. Go check that out. And watch for t-shirts that are being made that'll say Realtorpreneur. They've got to show up sometime. I know they do. plan. I know they're going to come right out of your stable. Yep. Are you
having? Well, we also have this, right? There's
Universe of Attitude. Get attitude. I tell you what, this guy, you're again, if you're listening to this on the I Love Recruiting podcast, he basically just flashed me. That's what he did. He just flashed me a bunch of attitude is what I just saw.
We'll send you I'll get your address. I'll send you a t-shirt for sure.
Perfect. And I'll wear that on the I Love Recruiting podcast. Well, Glenn, this has been a great value. I've got quite a few pages here or notes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I know our listeners will come find you because you are massively talented, massive value, and your attitude is clearly phenomenal. Everybody, this has been Glenn Bill with ABCs of Attitude. Go check him out.com. My name is Adam Roach. I'm your podcast host, and we'll see you on the other side. Bye-bye.